In the last gallery of paintings, we have the newest paintings in the exhibition, paintings that have just come from the studio. Notice I didn't say finished.
Mm-hmm.
With a title, The Propitious Garden of Plain Image.
It's a little pretentious. I acknowledge that. But I've been looking at Chinese gardens. Chinese artists were considered scholars, poets, and artists at the same time. And they would keep these rocks in their studios as sort of meditative references to the landscape. So I decided to make myself a propitious garden. A friend of mine who's a numerologist told me my number was 6. So they're painting the 6 panels. They're 4 by 6 feet. You know, so there's all these 6 references. And so that's the propitious part.
But you've also distilled the spectrum into 6 colors.
Right. I mean, it's supposed to have 7, but I didn't understand indigo, so I dropped it. So I have 2 complete paintings, but they're each made up of 6 different paintings. The secret is to make them read as one painting.
You begin with a monochrome ground.
Yeah.
And then begin to build it up with layers of these linear forms. It goes from left to right.
Let's look at the series on the left-hand wall in this gallery. It begins with a red panel. On top of the red, Marden adds the first linear element, purple. The other lines appear to be layered beneath it.
It goes purple, blue, green, yellow, orange.
As you move to the right here, the first linear element is always the color of the preceding panel. The order of the colors never changes.
The orange panel goes red, purple, blue, green, yellow. And then on the yellow panel, it goes orange, red, purple, blue, green. That's the progression.
Now, turn around to examine the painting on the opposite wall. Here, you'll find Marden reversing the progression.
Yeah, this is very, very formal.
To me, your work is very fundamentally about light and color. And the spectrum is how light is fractured and distinguished into color. You've been working on these for about 6 years. They are a kind of grand finale for the exhibition. What an extraordinary journey from the single gray tone panels at the beginning to these multiple panels of extraordinary brilliant color at the end.
It's the finale of this show, but I'm also thinking in terms like the paintings I make after this aren't going to be anything like these. Hopefully, but you know, who knows.
Bryce Marden is equally celebrated for his drawings, which are on view in the drawings galleries on the 3rd floor.